Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. Today's story entitled A Word of a Smile. About 10 years ago, when I was an undergraduate in college, I was working as an intern at my university's Museum of National History. One day, while working at the cash register in the gift shop, I saw an elderly couple come in with a little girl in a wheelchair. As I looked closer at this girl, I saw that she was kind of perched on her chair. I didn't realize she had no arms or legs, just a head, neck, and torso. She was wearing a little white dress with red polka dots. As the couple wheeled her up to me, I was looking down at the register. I turned my head toward the girl and gave her a wink. As I took the money from her grandparents, I looked back at the girl, who was giving me the cutest, largest smile I have ever seen. All of a sudden, her handicap was gone, and all I saw was this beautiful girl whose smile just melted me and almost instantly gave me a completely new sense of what life is all about. She took me from a poor, unhappy college student and brought me into her world, a world of smiles, love, and warmth. That was 10 years ago. I'm a successful business person now, and whenever I get down and think about the troubles of the world, I think about the little girl and the remarkable lesson about life that she taught me. There was an interesting story on Lantern. Now we listen to interesting points of it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons and themes out of these stories in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary life and make use of them, in fact, in a helpful way. Well, our subject of talk for today is smiling. Our infallible imams also emphasize the importance of positive energy and good behavior towards others. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said that the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done regularly, even if they are small. And the most hateful of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done regularly, even if they are small. You know, this hadith highlights the importance of consistent good behavior towards others, even if it is through small acts of kindness. In addition to that, our infallible imams have emphasized the importance of being kind and compassionate towards all people, regardless of their background or beliefs. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said that, "Do not be like a candle that burns itself out in order to give light to others. Instead, be like the sun that gives light and warmth to all without diminishing its own light." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is also reported to have said that, "A smile in the face of your brother is a charity. Putting things in their proper place is a charity. A good word is a charity. Every step taken on the way to performing prayers is a charity too." You know, this hadith highlights the importance of smiling and good behavior towards others as an act of charity. It also emphasizes the importance of performing good deeds in all aspects of one's life, not just during formal acts of worship. Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Another point. We are talking about smiling and it's emphasized in our dear religion and we recited some hadith in that regard. Well, another point about smiling is that, you know, in Shia culture, it is common to greet others with the phrase Assalamu alaikum, which is a way of spreading positive energy and goodwill towards others. We are encouraged to use these greetings and other polite phrases as a way of showing respect and kindness towards each other. Along with these greetings, it is highly recommended that we use our smile when meeting with other people. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said that smiling is a way to show one's happiness and contentment. It is a way to spread joy and create a positive atmosphere around oneself. Once a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and complained that he was always sad and depressed. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked him if he ever smiled, and the man replied that he did not see any reason to smile. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then said, "Smiling is a way to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. It is a way to spread positively and to create a good impression on others." This story illustrates the importance of smiling as a way of expressing gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and a means of spreading positively and creating a good impression on others. There is another story about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would always smile and greet people warmly, even those who were not Muslims. One day, a man asked him why he was always smiling, and the Prophet replied that, "I smile because it is a way to spread happiness and to create a positive atmosphere. It is also a way to show kindness and compassion towards others." Well, overall, all these stories illustrate the importance of smiling and positive energy in our precious religion of Islam. We are encouraged to spread joy and happiness in our interactions with others, to express gratitude for Allah's blessings, and to create a positive atmosphere wherever we go. Okay, dear listeners, this is an endless wellspring if we just know how to use it. If we use smiling wisely and sensibly, we can win over hearts. They will be more open and prepared to listen to what we share about our beautiful faith. I hope that all of us would make this beautiful habit as one characteristic of each other. I hope that every one of us would make these beautiful characteristics as certain behavior and habits of us. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu
كل